Unit 12, Exercise 15. You're going to listen to Linda Mills, 34, from Sheffield, who is a full-time mum and lives with her husband and 7 children. Here she's talking about her usual Saturday in her family. Now listen to Linda and fill in the table.
On Saturday, I went up to see Courtney, my youngest 1-year-old daughter, grinning at me from her cot. It's a treat for me to stay in bed until 8 o'clock. In the week, I'm up at least an hour earlier to see the kids off to school. A quick breakfast of toast and jam at 9 before starting on the housework. It may be the weekend, but there's no let up with the washing, and I'll usually have to do about 5 loads. Thanks to my new washing machine, I don't have to wait hours for my laundry to dry up. It takes about 15 minutes. Then, I can start ironing. I'll also have to nag the children to tidy up their rooms so I can vacuum. At 11, we're off to the park to get the kids tired, although often it wears me out as much as them. Usually, we meet up with some other families. The last time we ended up with 16 of us on a football ground having a kicker round. At 2 p.m., we come back home and lay the Sunday lunch table. The youngest ones are still finishing their lunch as we clear up around them. There is no time to sit around. Martin starts giving baths to younger children, and it takes up to 3 hours before everyone's finished. At about 3, I go off to the supermarket with one of the older children, while my husband Martin looks after the rest of the children. Supermarket shopping is a huge undertaking, and the bill comes to at least $70. At 5 p.m., I take 4 huge pizzas out of the freezer for the kids' weekly treat. They are heated in the microwave oven one by one. The children usually rush into the kitchen by this time. While the children are eating, I start polishing the shoes that children and Martin will need on weekdays. Cleaning the family's footwear is almost a full-time job in itself. Last Saturday, for example, I had to polish 22 pairs, only 2 of which were mine. At 8 p.m., after the little ones are in bed, the older kids are allowed to watch a video while I cross-stitch. I'll often work on a sampler for 2 hours at night. At 9:30 p.m., all the kids go to bed, which leaves us free to have a meal, which Martin cooks. We eat at 10 p.m., watch a bit of TV, and then rest for half an hour with a cup of tea and a woman's.